right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fantastic, great edition of Business with Roy, with our good friend, Mr. Roy Red. Roy, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I can't complain, Hende. Missed you last week, man. So excited to catch up with you, talk about what's going on, maybe a little bit of AI and whatever else we got on the schedule.
100%. And like you said, good to be back. So today I kind of want to zone in on the concept of staying focused amidst millions and thousands of distractions, you know, considering things that I have, considering the world right now. A lot of people are going through a lot, but for those of us that are fortunate enough, you know, to be kind of on the outside looking in, let's talk about, you know, trying to stay focused on your goals amidst crazy times.
Yeah, man. That's the test. God tests us in this third dimension. It's funny, if you talk about numerology, 3 is the number of the criminal, C is the third letter. Criminals run this world. It's a lot of fraud, it's a lot of stealing, it's a lot of back and forth, just not high vibrational behavior, but it's for us who do have high vibrations, for us who do care about people, for us who really want to move humanity forward, to stay locked in, do what we can, build what we can, speak up where we can, and just move forward best we can.
100%, 100%. And, you know, I don't know if you're equipped to speak on this, but you know, what's your opinion on everything, happening in the world right now? And if it's, I don't know, maybe if you have, close people over there, if it's affecting you in any direct way.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of friends in the military. I support them regardless of what their politics are. In America, people get really offended when you think differently than them for some reason. I'm one of those ones. I don't think we should go to war ever. We've really been bullies, and I love this country, but I gotta keep it 100 on it, you know? You ever seen Airbender?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the Fire Nation. We're the Fire Nation, and you know, we go around doing things for money and also doing things for ideology. There's a certain level of people who have a lot of money, who have an ideology, and that ideology is so strong to them that they'll do anything to fulfill it. And, you know, we talked about psychology on here. There's different ways to motivate people. You can do coercion. You can do ego is another motivator. Reward is a great motivator that entrepreneurs use when we solve a problem. That's using the reward motivator to help you to buy. But the strongest is ideology. And some people have these ideas that they think are bigger than other people's lives. They think they're special. They think that they could just do whatever to people. And at the end of the day, they're going to have to karmically pay for that. And we just got to do our best to, stay out of it, but at the same time, try to help people. At the same time, defend ourselves, because even though, like Tupac says, I'm not a killer, but don't push me. Like, even though I'm not that type of person, just leave me alone, leave my family alone. And I think people should turn their eyes towards their bloodline, your family, make money for your family, protect your family. And keep faith, never get in despair. And at the end of the day, the good guys always win. It's hard to see it when you're in it, but the good guys will always win. And I want people to know that there's good guys in America that are my age and younger. And when we get up in power and these, for lack of better terms, warmongering baby boomers get out of here, I promise you things will change.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And, that was well said. And now, looking at things from the, you know, business side of things, what are some things you do, whether it's, you know, daily steps or whatever, to stay focused amidst distractions? Like, how do you not get distracted?
Well, first off, I don't touch these things. I don't look at social media or any of that to a certain time. I wake up and I get straight to listening to a good podcast, listening to, yeah, the news, but not negative sides, just to know what's going on, because a lot of this stuff changes the stock market. For example, the day before yesterday, oil went crazy. And then the day after, it dumped. So if you have money to invest, you want to know that stuff. So even though these people are doing this craziness, you can profit off it as best as you can if you know what you're looking at. So you want to know what's going on. And then I have a business to run. You know, I'm calling owners. I'm trying to deliver an option to buy this guy's company. I'm talking to another business owner today. Like we talked about before we started to record, I built a tool that I'm not going to talk about now, but I'm really excited about it, and it's going to fulfill a really big gap in the market of what I do. I got my podcast that I'm going to be being more consistent on coming on. You know, I think we're all made in God's image, and God's a creator. So you're a creator. And the only thing that's going to make you happy is if you continue to create whatever that is. Continue to make that business, create that business, make that art, write that book, whatever it is for you. You're going to be at your happiest when you're creating. There's nothing that makes me more happy when actually create something and it looks good and it fits the image I had in my head for it. So log in. When using whatever information you can, information superiority is key, but you got to be creating. Don't be a consumer of social media and the news. Be a creator. Start your own show and talk about your perspective. And if you do that, you'll get an audience and you'll move the needle either in a small way or a big way. But what matters is that you're creating and you're moving the needle. Hende, you there? Okay, looks like we lost Hende, but he'll be back in 1 second. But yeah, like I was talking about, just stay locked in. The more you watch the news, especially if, we don't have machine guns and bombs, so we can't do anything about it. I know it sometimes it may feel like you can't do anything and it just kind of sucks, but if you just stay locked in, create what you can create, stay in the world that you're in and do whatever you can do. So I guess I'll plug my Substack while Hende, I don't know what happened, his internet went down. We got Buy, Build, Exit with Roy Red. I just rebranded it so it looks a lot better. You guys can go on there and get free information on how to buy businesses, how to sell your business. Also, I got the podcast going on YouTube. That's Buy, Build, Exit. We got some good guests. I got a good guest tonight that I'll be launching an episode tomorrow, who she is big in private equity. So we could figure out what direction private equity is moving in and figure out how we can place ourselves in that great direction. What else we got? Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just putting out free content. If you guys follow the show, you'll start to see the product, the tool that I am creating, and you guys will, and you know what? Maybe we'll just give it to you guys for free when it comes out. If any of you guys are into buying businesses, we'll hook you guys up for anyone who listens to the show just for you guys. It is expensive, but we're going to hook you guys up. And if any of you guys want to reach out and learn how to buy businesses, let me know and I'll show you how to do it and show you how to do it while using the tool. And we'll get access to the tool. And what the tool is going to do, honestly, and I won't say the name of it, is it's going to find businesses for you that are ready to sell that nobody else sees or is pitching to. So you'll have an advantage there. And you can reach out to them. These are also going to be motivated sellers. So they're going to be more likely to sell for less and also, do seller's notes. So if you are reading the Substack and you use this, you'll be able to go. And looks like we got Hende back. I saw him call, but they didn't come through. Hende, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. So we're still good. I was just pitching the Substack and the YouTube and just went deeper on what we were talking about. Yeah.
Was it still recording?
Yeah, it was still recording.
Okay. So we can just pick up from there then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sorry about that. Let me know when it's rolling.
We're good to go. We're recording. We're on.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Roy, let's talk about some common distractions out there that people, you know, might not think are distractions. I mean, you mentioned the phones, but what are some other things that can really distract you from achieving your goals?
I'm actually happy you asked that. Anything that keeps you from creating and doing your thing is a distraction. Sometimes reading too much can be a distraction. And I'm one of those guys, like I said, I read a book a week, sometimes more. Right now, I'm rereading a book on Sir Isaac Newton, who was a theologian. I know we know him as a scientist, but he was actually a theologian who did scientific work. And I'm going back and he was one of the first Freemasons, and he talked about a lot of the stuff that's going on now politically. He said this was going to happen. So I went back to look because I want to know what my enemy is thinking. And when I say enemy, I don't mean they're like my actual enemy or I'm going to do anything. But I just look at business and everything like war, because I want to be in the best position where I can help me and my family the best. And so I want to know what is their blueprint. What do they want to happen? So I was reading it and I'm reading that right now, but, that's not me creating anything, but so it can kind of be a distraction. But sometimes you want to be a little bit distracted. You can't just be working all the time. Sometimes you want to rest. Sometimes you want to read. Life is not a marathon. It is a bunch of sprints, followed by a bunch of rests. And so it's funny, actually, if you read neuroscience, the average person can only focus an hour to 2 hours a day, like deep work focus. And there's a good book on this called Deep Work. Someone who's really good can focus for 2 to 3 hours every day. And someone who is very, very good, like great at it, and I can do this, they can focus for 3 to 4 hours a day and sometimes more. And so what I would do is create 3 hours of what I call block time. Block time is where your phone is off, nobody's talking to you, and you're just creating those 3 hours, right? So you need time for working out. You need time for self-care. You need time for deep focus work. Then after deep focus work, you could just work the rest of the day doing things that aren't as deep, not creating, but maybe reaching out, doing sales. But anything that isn't creating product or actually getting leads to sell product is a distraction. Social media, of course, the news to a certain level. You can consume, you know, the news and social, or what I do is I go back and forth from listening to music and podcasts while I'm working. I watched this podcast with the CIA agent who blew the whistle on the torture program. Same as John. And I like his content. Mm-hmm. So I'm listening to that because he has been there. He's done that. He knows what's going on and he's on our side. So, you want to pick 5 people who think how you think and actually teach really good stuff and consume their content. But at the same time, be a student, not a follower. And anything that's not building or making money is a distraction. But sometimes you want to be distracted, that's fine. But you want to do at least 3 things every day that moves you forward towards your goals. At least 3 things. And if you do that, one day you'll look up and you've achieved everything.
Yeah. No, that's great advice. And I like the sort of the absoluteness of the advice to say that, you know, anything that keeps you from your task is a distraction. What about family? Someone would say, what about family?
That's the biggest distraction, right? My girl wants to watch Netflix and can we eat? Can we go out? She has a vacation coming up. She wants to go somewhere. Can we go somewhere? I'm like, I'm building. But now she's building her own thing. So we're building, you know, our things together. That could be a major distraction. So you got to make sure there's a balance there because you still need to keep family happy. What I personally do is I schedule when to call people. I don't have a ton of family that I'm staying up with. My mom is number one. So I make sure I call my mom every 2 or 3 days in the morning on my walks, or if I'm driving, I'll call. I have family group texts that we use. I text in the group text, and those things, but, you gotta be locked in. You know, that's the hard part. It's not about work-life balance. It's about work-life integration. And you want to integrate all those things to where you can stay up with people. And, a lot of entrepreneurs become lonely and don't talk to anyone. You do not want to do that. You want to be having friends. You still want to go out every now and then. Life is about balance, but you want to integrate it so that way you're still productive.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Can you, if you don't mind, can you share like a personal experience where you were like, you really decided, okay, it's time to lock in. Like all of this is a distraction. It's time.
One of my mentors, his name is Ed Rush. He was a fighter pilot. And now he's a 8-figure businessman. He explained to me anytime, entrepreneurs get distracted. We have ADD and we get distracted a lot. And people who want to create, we're always having ideas. We get distracted. And he just said, listen, 80% of your time needs to be tasks that make actual money. And then 20% of your time, you can do what you want, but 80% of the time needs to be things where you do actual money making activities. And that is one change that it takes a lot of entrepreneurs a long time. What am I doing? And what happens is you feel productive because you're doing all these things that aren't making money. So you feel productive, but nothing's actually being made. So you have to make sure that you're doing money making activities.
That's a good one as well. And, is there any books you've read when it comes to, you know, staying focused or fighting distractions that you can recommend to the audience?
A staple is The Compound Effect. Compound Effect by, it's either David Hardy or Daniel Hardy or Dan Hardy, but it's called The Compound Effect. And basically the premise of the book is daily discipline is success, but also daily bad habits equals failure. And it's just stacking days. It's just moments of making decisions and your habits, right? You are what you do every day. That's a good one. Another one I would say is High Performing Habits by Brendon Burchard. Atomic Habits is pretty good. Some of that stuff is a little bit outdated. But here's the thing, Hende, reading a book on productivity isn't productivity.
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt.
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
But where do you stand on that?
I'm going to tell you where I stand, and this is going to, when I tell you this, everyone's going to be able to make this decision whether they want to use it or not. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
They already could see all your stuff. You can't. If you knew what these people could do, DARPA and CIA and NSA, they can see everything. Palantir, they already could see your stuff. Now, if you're lower in your building, they're not even going to want to look at you. What's the point? What's the point of looking at me? I've got nothing to hide. You just, you know, be a good person, have nothing to hide. Build, right? Now, if you're a top guy and you can, and you know something secret about your country and another country wants to know those secrets, then, that might get a little different. But, you know, they have cybersecurity for that, and they have, you know, they know how to fix that. But, you know, my AI is hosted locally on my computer. I got it. It's on computer. Mm-hmm. It's hosted locally. I take those precautions, but at the end of the day, and I have a friend who's like one of the top hackers. He went to jail for hacking something when he was a kid. And anything that is electrical can be hacked. This guy could hack your vacuum. This guy could hack your vacuum and listen to you through your vacuum. Anything that's electro can be hacked. So, there's no point in even stressing over it. They already can look at your stuff whenever they feel like it. So you might as well just create and just live with that.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that case about a Roomba. They were saying Roomba was secretly recording people too.
Yeah, they can record anything anywhere. Like, as technology gets better, we're going towards the mark of the beast. I don't know if how many of you guys read the Bible, but they're going to create AGI. AGI is real AI. What a lot of people don't know is this, what we call AI is not AI. It's just the LLM, a long language models where they put a bunch of code together and figure out how to output information. The AI doesn't actually think now, but eventually when they have data centers and someone figures it out, they'll have actual AI, and then that thing is going to literally look at everybody's information around the world and spy on them. And, we just got to hope that it's only to protect us. That's what they'll say. But you know, whenever people have a certain amount of power, we know they can't handle it. So that's coming, but that might be 10, 20 years from now. A lot of people say the fastest is 5, but, when you really think about it, I don't think it'll be done in 5 years. There's so much that has to happen, for that to happen, but, they can already see you. So you might as well just create, you might as well just temper your spirit now and do what you can to make money. So when it does happen, you can go and live somewhere happily with your family.
No doubt. And, what, I mean, we spoke about your assistant, but to what level do you use AI in your everyday life?
Everything.
Yeah.
When I'm thinking through stuff, if I need to know stuff, even now, when I need a lawyer, I can just go through AI and know what I need to do if I need to look at some law stuff. It's already on our phones, right? We got Siri and then the AI phones. So, but I put my own AI on here where if I'm not at home, it can open my browser and do something, send an email. I would say I use AI in 95% of my life. The only thing it can't do for me is work out. Right. And I'm still smarter than it at a lot of stuff. So I still build stuff and have it build and tell it how I think. And you don't know how many times it's like, oh wow, that's a good idea. Let's build that, you know?
Yeah.
So as long as you know how to prompt and create context, you could build anything.
Yeah. And I mean, the lessons to use AI are for free too. I mean, last time we spoke about the Harvard classes, and Anthropic itself has free courses that, like 13 of them or something that you can take. So there's really no excuse to not use AI today.
And I just learn it. I mean, I just pick it up. I just go through it. It's so intuitive. Just, you know, if it's something I really can't find, I watch a quick YouTube video and go, oh, that's how you do it. And then just go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Is, in the mergers and acquisition business, is AI a big thing in the industry?
No, almost nobody's.
No.
And so that creates a big arbitrage opportunity, right? So all of you guys who are younger and already know AI, it creates a big arbitrage opportunity because the older folk don't know how to use it. And if you can create a product that helps them do things easier or has them to where they could use less employees or they could do things faster, that's tremendous value to them and they'll pay you for it, right? And so in mergers and acquisitions, like when people do deal finding, they're doing it manually. They're going through these different databases, trying to find companies. They're calling, cold calling, they're cold emailing. Like I do too, but I do it at mass value. I'm pulling big lists. I'm doing massive emails. And the tool I'm creating is actually going to find off-market deals for people who are buying businesses. So if you, you know, because there's a whole bunch of deals that got business brokers that everyone's going after. But if you can find a deal that's off-market where someone hasn't been approached yet and you're the first one, that gives you a tremendous advantage. And so that's what I'm building now is teaching the AI how to go out and find off-market deals and then put them there for people. And for, you know, a few bucks a month, you can have access to that. And there's probably 100,000 or so entrepreneurs that do what I do. And if we can get 1% of the market, if we can get, you know, 10,000 people using it, that'd be a nice little chunk of change, you know?
Yeah. And, are you at the point where you like fully trust, you know, the different AI softwares that you use? Cause I mean, I make use of Claude a lot. I used to make use of ChatGPT, but they just got too many stuff wrong for me. So I was like,
no, Claude's way better. As far as, the value of the information, like, is it right or wrong? I would never trust it to be right. But then again, a lot of things are, you know, are wrong that we trust. But you should know enough to where you can know this isn't right or that isn't right. And you should be checking your work, like you do an employer, right? Before you put anything out. Like, I do write my, I use it to help write my Substack articles, but okay. I write the article because I know the information. And this information isn't something that is always over there, but I just help it like frame the article and do some grammar stuff. And it just helps me make it faster and helps me create pictures and the visuals. Those, it helps me create really, really fast. So it just makes it look better and the information comes from me.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to use it as like a tool instead of, you know, a all or nothing kind of thing. What are some, adding to that, what are some bad uses of AI that you've seen in these last couple of years?
Using it to not make money, right?
Using it to make memes.
Or using it like, so you don't learn. Memes are fine. Memes are funny, you know, I like to go through the memes. Let's see, bad uses, that's a good question. I would say, putting out things that are lies. Like there's a bunch of videos of like military stuff where we're like, oh, right now in Iran, this is happening and it's not really happening. It's so bad. We don't even really know what's really going on because we don't know who to trust or what's really going on. If you should just live by this axiom. If you aren't there and didn't see it with your eyes, don't believe it. Don't believe it. But we're getting to the point now where they're like they were talking about dropping the video showing that Epstein, killed himself. I ain't gonna trust that video. First y'all say y'all have the video and all of that. Bro, I don't care what nobody says. They put that video out. I'm like AI because think about it.
Yeah.
You know, I got friends in the CIA that said that CIA had AI in the 90s that they were using. If we have this, what do they got, Hende? Mm-hmm. If ours is this good, what do they got? That's how I think about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to release to you what they got. They're always going to have a superiority in information and in tools. They don't want to get you straight up. So if they could really alter it really good with AI, then you have some geniuses. If they do that, Hende, you know they're going to be on Twitter like, look, we found this. This is AI. Here's the proof. And then the only thing they're going to be able to say is like, oh, that's propaganda. That's false information. That's a conspiracy theory. You know, the word conspiracy theory was actually invented by the CIA.
By the CIA?
Yeah. CIA invented it so that they will be able to hide information, just be able to say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Then there's people out here who are like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Like, oh, you're CIA tricked you. I get out of here.
I don't know. The CIA, I see something tricky about them. Every other day I hear a crazy story about them.
Crazy stories. And we're just finding out what happened 20 years ago. What are they doing now? So you just gotta have discernment and be able to look and go, I don't know, but don't believe anything, not even what you think, until you see it with your eyes. But also don't be a fool.
Yeah. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
In, my final question on AI is, how long have you been using it? Like, when did you start really?
So, as soon as it came out. Soon as it dropped.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm new. I'm early on everything. Anything new comes out, I'm already trying it. I love this. So, I'm part of a mastermind with a bunch of rich old guys. And they're like, man, it's hard to keep up. There's something new every day. It's just... But for me, I love it. I love that there's something new every day. I want to learn something new every day. I follow people on Twitter. You know, there's this 18-year-old kid I follow who every day. He's like, oh, new AI, Claude, new tool. I love learning new things and using new things. It's funny because there's a gentleman who did, I think he did 20 years in jail, false imprisonment. He's a friend of mine named Bruce. And so he needed someone to help write his book. So he came to me and I said, I'll write it. And it was kind of hard to write. I tried to use AI to help. It was hard to get it in his voice, but everything, the tools were moving so fast. I was like, let me just wait. And eventually the tool will come out that helped me write it. And sure enough, in a couple months later, there was a tool that helped me write it because the book is 60,000 words. So no AI could handle that amount of volume at the time, or that amount of aggregating data, but now it can. I just knew. I was like, oh, let me wait a little bit. Soon enough, AI will figure out how to do this, and then we're able to get it done. And so things are moving so fast. Every single day, your excuses are being taken away, and your jobs are being taken away. And Anthropic put out this graph showing what jobs are going to be taken over the next couple of years. Every day, jobs are being taken from software engineers to different things. And people better wake up, man. Better start using it quick and try to make you some money, because going to be on that universal income real soon.
Yeah, and I mean, the Claude X page, I feel like every like 12 hours, they're like, oh, we just created this. Oh, you don't have to use an agency anymore. You don't have to use a lawyer anymore. We just created whatever.
Created this, yeah. Cause they're using the AI to help them code it so they can go so much faster. Right? And there's a,
Egameno jomauyerere koko marungura, kalishi ashike upsakadhi wa pau teknika, oliriwa omkundu opashigwana, upsakadhi wa paliko, no hashivuru okuya moshipara, uhupiro uongeshefa. Washini momtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvoma wa vigajo miongo mbali na hamano, iikondo epangero mahangano wa umwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu isanwa, muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa mete. Tekero esikwa mirongo mbali na gali sikwa mbali na ganega apiriri mwavigali mirongo mbali na hamano ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge Movenduka oshiparashi kundathanwa okwanja gane kuyerere kombinga uko shoki wopa ungomba ano saiba hejin kene una okuironge kithira omashongo woko marungura no marongo kekopopeko jerongizo jo marungura na iru inji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mbokata mkatu maa kariripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukapewa ompi mito yomtu gumwe awedwa po hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yomtumba ogotungoka otakukakara o VIP cyber gala dinner nuyerero unji wa maisha angiso no mapurapuro kwatathana nayo kondora hetatu yimwe onda tuyatano omgoiheali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarere po panja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition, Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Are you reading the Epstein files? They're saying Epstein might have put his DNA in them shots.
Whoa.
You ain't read that?
Nah. Now we're in conspiracy.
Allegedly. No. It's literally in emails. If on the United States government, Epstein emails. Him and Bill Gates put that together, that BS together. And he said he was putting his DNA in there so he could live forever. So I'm going to just start. A lot of these people who made fun of me or was calling me an anti-vaxxer. I'm going to be like, what up, Epstein? You got the DNA, you got the, what up, young Epstein?
To get back on track, if you met, let's say a young business owner came up to you, you know, someone that's just starting their business now, what are two pieces of advice you would give them? One, in regard to, you know, using AI to grow their business, and two, staying focused. What are two, like, nuggets you would give them?
I'll figure out what your message is and what your market is and tell AI to create the perfect messaging for that market, which it will spit out right away. So you'll know what you should be marketing, know what you should be saying, know what content you should be creating, and know where that market is. And then the stay focused is just create some lead indicators to reach out to that market. So a lead indicators is how many posts every day, how many phone calls every day, how many emails every day.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, this is the volume you need to do. If you can get it done in an hour, cool. Then you have the rest of your day, because we know you'll get the results from this volume. But learn where your market is, how to reach out to them. It's easier nowadays. You can find a company that already, or a person that has your market, and just steal their audience. Go to them and run ads to
care that goes where you go. That's international travel insurance through NHP. We facilitate cover of up to 10 million Namibian dollars per member for medical emergencies abroad as part of your membership. No extra charge. To receive your policy within minutes, simply register at nhp.com.na before you travel. T's and C's apply. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
So, what will your friends think if you show up at school with a brand new 10th gen iPad? TopScore Instant is making back to school in 2026 the coolest thing ever.